It is now time for the program Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme with the host, Sluggy Dan.
Greetings, greetings, manners and respect, manners and respect. Another wonderful Saturday of VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station, and you're tuning in. How your year going so far? How your year going so far? You're loving it. You're loving what you're seeing. You're loving the plans happening in communities. You're loving what you're hearing from the radio stations. You're loving what you're seeing from the government. You're loving what you're seeing from Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Call in and let me know how your year going so far. 434-1790. 434-1790. We have a... Well, at the top of the show, I wanted to talk to Sistrain, you know, who's here for a couple of weeks. She's going back. You know, she's always in and out, but I just wanted to catch her attention and get a glimpse of her before she leaves us again. But she says she'll be back for the crop over season. I want to say a good evening and happy new year and blessings to the vine. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy New Year. I am fantastic.
Nice. So you were just here, went back, come back so quick. You miss it? You miss us? You miss Barbados?
Oh, yeah, of course. And it was my birthday too. So, you know, January.
Yeah, rules. January Barnes rules. You know, big everybody outside that celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to all those outside celebrating a birthday today. No, you're back. How have your time here been? Is when you come Barbados, unless Jimmy speaking to Divine, and you live to the persons where you normally live when you're not in Barbados.
Where do I normally live?
Yeah, when you're not in Barbados.
I live in London.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, good.
So Southeast London.
Southeast, bigger. Everyone on the Southeast. I visited London recently, but Croydon.
Croydon.
Yeah, but okay. London. But I still enjoy it. All I love it. I love it. The cold. I like the cold too, but everybody don't dare tell me they're crazy.
Because we haven't had a really cold winter in a while, so everybody's just kind of like a bit shocked. But it's not cold compared to like America and stuff like that. It's still cold. You can still just wear a t-shirt and then you would just like put your jacket over the t-shirt. So
nice.
That's not cool.
Nice. So, question straight off. You are. A performer, a singer.
Mm-hmm.
You write your own music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good, write your own music as well. Does the two cultures help you in your creative process? Does being able to live both cultures, experience both cultures, which might be both of them maybe a bit different, does that help you at all in your creative process?
Yeah, it helps because in England they have all sorts of different people from different islands and you know, you said different cultures, so you get to vibe and mix with a lot of different people, and a lot of different people you will get ideas from, and you get to perform to a lot of different people who would appreciate your music. So yeah, it's good. It's a good bonus, you know, being located in London.
Nice. I love it. You got any plans to release music before the busy crop over season? We can get to hear any music from you before June, July? Or we got to wait until June, July?
Yes, June is late. In London, there's the carnivals. Like, every kind of town has a carnival. And then you've got Europe as well. So you need to be ready. So every year, you say, I'm not singing soccer anymore. And then I put two songs out late last year, which will come into 2024. So I've already got things floating, and I will be doing... two new songs, which I would be working with Jess D. Jess D is the guy this year. So every year I was supposed to work with him, and you know, things just happen. But yeah, for sure, I heard the songs and I like them, and that's what's gonna be happening.
Nice. Shout out to Jess D, man. Jess D is a good writer. Do work with Jess D already for some of my young artists, and very accommodating too, and. Jesse's complete production, songwriting, everything, musician. Yeah, so
yeah, he's good.
Very, very underappreciated, but a very talented youngster. Salute to Jesse. So we can get some magic soon then, because the year moving January almost finished.
Yeah,
already.
I like to get my stuff done early.
Nice. So how long have you been participating in putting out material for the crop over season or putting out reggae or putting out
Yeah, music period. I started about 2012, and then from like 20, I think I performed here first in 2013. So I did a lot, you know, over the years, and then I kind of stopped for a little while, and I would like to start back again, like coming and performing and stuff like that. But yeah, 2011 I started the soca, and I was singing up my whole life, but I started soca in 2011, and you know, 2012, 2013 is when I started like recording with big producers and like Dwayne Duras and you know, all those kind of people.
Dwayne Duras, man, big up Dwayne Duras and the whole Monk Band crew. Now, what made you decide to say, well, it want to bring up music, it want to put Sandy in the atmosphere there, and more importantly, what made you say, man, it want to take part in Cropover Festival? Is it something you always want to do because of living up there and missing it? What was your reason?
Well, obviously, before when I started doing the soca, there wasn't many soca artists in UK, and I thought, yeah, I could contribute. I thought, like, yeah, I had the vocals and the talents, so I did that. And then obviously you would want to come back to your motherland, as they call it. You want to come back to your motherland and perform and be on the big stage. And yeah, so that's, yeah, you gotta have the, you know, you can't just stay in England and be singing soca in England. You have to come and get the culture and, you know.
Yeah, but I hear you say when you start that you don't have much soca artists. So is it a lot now?
Yeah, there's been a few that's been passing through. Some have started and then they've just stopped and disappeared because it is hard in UK. We don't really get the recognition that we should get. So some people get frustrated, I guess.
Oh.
If you have the love for music like I do, like you would just keep going. Like, you know, there's a few artists that's been there for years and they just keep going and, you know.
Yeah, that seems like a universal problem. Artists, the artists coming up, especially in a still in this genre, because you know, soca still in like the other like.
Yeah, soca is just get left behind. Afrobeats is coming past me, and all these other tunes, but soca's still struggling. Like, I don't know what it is.
Listen, right, Divine. What would you attribute that to? Like, Afrobeats coming and just surpassing soca by leaps and bounds.
I think it is.
What do you think happened?
I think that in soca, a lot of people don't like to reach out and work with certain people. Like, you have to be a certain person before they're going to work with you. So there's a lot of people that's talented, and obviously the names might not be quite out there, but nobody don't want to work with them or help push them or whatever. But I find that with other genres, like, yeah, you get that help, you get that push, everybody kind of comes together. That's why I did, and that's how I ended up doing like that soul and reggae for a while, because like people from like Jamaica producers, they were working with me. They don't know who I was. I just reached out to them. I'm not Jamaican, and I did get a lot of love from the Jamaican, what should I say, culture. Like when I was doing the reggae, but then I stopped to just concentrate on soca. So, but I want to build that back up again because I got so much reggae songs and yeah.
Man, if you got inside your divine, if you got inside. Late come out.
Yeah, man, you come out. You got enough things inside. Yeah, and it's just the money. You need the money to go in the studio. I got my little studio at home, but still, I just find that I need to have somebody there to like tell me. You know, it's just good to have somebody when you're recording because you get different ideas and stuff.
So you still at home? You working on producing too?
I started that, but I found it boring. But I wish I had stuck to it because then I could do more. I could do it, but it's gonna take too long, and I don't have that time.
You got a partner there, Ron Eastman, right? I always tell. Right, this one saw like how tedious it is.
Yeah, when I went to college and I just dropped it. Yeah,
if you got like a million things to look at and a million different boxes to open.
Yeah, you gotta remember them.
but then no, like I ain't gonna tell you the truth. Sorry, I ain't pay attention because it would have helped us so much more.
Yeah, I could do a little when I do my little jingles and when I like do the dub plates and stuff. I could do a little, make it look sound nice. But
sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah,
I guess that would help you a lot. Being see you down there and you say it's hard, but having your own little thing at home, even if someone's saying rhythm, that means you could record the vocals at home.
Yeah, I do, but then when I properly want to send them, I go to the studio and put them down.
So you just use the studio for the jingles and so on.
Yeah, and I do the recording just to hear how it's gonna song and stuff, but like I just prefer to be in the studio to do the proper vocals.
I like that.
But then I find that my vocals come up better when I'm at home because I'm on my own, I'm comfortable. Instead of I still get a bit nervous in the studio. I don't know why, but yeah. And the drink don't help, so that don't
The drinks don't help.
No.
we got Divine from London, she's from Southeast London. And Barbados contributing to the musical landscape every single year. So you'll be in it from since 2011?
Yeah, that's when I put up my first soca track.
2011, I love it. So from young? coming up in school, mm-hmm. did it ever cross your mind you're going to be a singer?
Yeah, from the time I was like, from the time I come out the womb, like, you know. But I was like really shy, and my parents didn't really pick up on the fact that I was into the music. But I did have a keyboard. Me and my friend would write some little songs, and I was in the school choir at Parkinson.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Parkinson, man.
Yeah, Parkinson crew. Yeah. But I would always be in the back, like kind of hiding, and I wasn't like up the front one belt out, like.
But you always knew that you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I didn't want to do anything else. I didn't have no careers for no other careers. Only I started doing nursing when I was like in my 30s because I just wanted to be on stage singing. Didn't have no other plans for nothing else. But I needed a backup plan, so then let me go and get a career, you know?
Divine. Ollie, I want to be taking a tune or two. Let Barbados hear this lovely young lady's music. Let me take a little sample of Divine, some Southeast and Bajan flavor.
Southeast and Bajan.
Yeah, it's Divine again. Yeah, bring your vice again. This is the song that'll beat when the band them turn up. Everybody inside the place stop pumping low. We bring the vibe to the road where the people burn up. Everybody inside here lonely. Upon drinks and gal upon gal day. People in the set, action them calling for. Then I reach in the band day. Just give me a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I control it, that come give me. A little bit of wine. A little bit. Problems fade away and it hands in the air. That's how you'll be with me. Them girls, drinks upon drinks and gal upon gal day. People in the set, action them calling for. When I reach in the band day, just give me a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I control it.
Can't believe we linking up in club. Can't believe we linking up in club. Oh gosh, we linking up in club.
We can listen to hear a lovely first one, groovy, sweet. Then you hear some power soca.
Yeah.
And you know,
how you moving, man?
Yeah. You know, one thing used to get enough power soca and bim, but now power soca be scarce.
I know what happened now.
Power soca be scarce, so it feel good to see somebody doing power soca. And a lady, you have any plans to give you some more pace? Give you back that pace?
Yeah, I like my bashment soccer. obviously, I didn't put that one into. I got the other one I put in, but I didn't put it in. I do it by Don Reiter, called Bumper Clap.
It's nice. Salute to Don Reiter.
Yeah. You can...
Bumper Clap.
Yeah, that's the last bashment
soccer. So, you don't have. Once it's soccer, you like it, or once it's music, you don't have a preferred style. Because I hear the groovy and it sound good. Then I hear the power soccer and it sound good. So, you also like bashment soccer.
Yeah.
You have a preferred style, or you just love soccer music?
I just love soccer music. I guess I prefer the bashment soccer. Because, you could be playful with it and you get to. Like y'all stink, and I prefer that because there's a kind on the bashy side and still the groovy kind of slow. The pacing really I good at it, but and I always make sure I do one, but it's not really my favorite because it's when you go perform it, it's be hard.
Power soak is enough energy,
but I like them all.
Divine in the building, she give you some groovy, she give us some power soca. You see, you got music, more music to bring out this year.
Yeah, not just soca either, like a lot of different styles and stuff I'm trying out. Yeah.
I like that. So the two tunes that we just listened to, who was the writers and producers?
So the first one, the guy that had that song from, oh my god, I can't remember what his proper name, but Rapid Entertainment. I don't remember what his he had this song about is it not going to work? No. Was it? I don't know, I've forgotten what the song he had. He was here, it was big for this last year. He wrote that, and we wrote half of it, me and my brother. We changed it around some of it as well. And the Power One was written by Silver Records. He's a Trinidadian based in London. So that and the Jam for Life, they were both, written by them. And I just put in some of my flavor and, change up a few things and stuff.
I love it. So in the future, any plans for any compilations?
I would love to, but...
Are any compilations with the songs that you already have?
I would love to, like I said, I've got like so much soca tracks. Like I copy a whole CD of like 30 songs from my mom and I brought down. I left half behind. Like I just put on the really good ones. And so I have so much songs that, I could bring back out. I could change them up. I could do a remix. But it's just like every year I still want to do something new. But I've got a lot of stuff there that I could, I could still push. And
nice to love. You have the music available. You have the music available anywhere. You have it available on any of the streaming platforms that anyone overseas listening wants support.
Yeah, so I have that's where I put most of my music now is on YouTube. It's Divine Music, DEVINE. So that's Divine Music. All of my stuff. Well, not all of my stuff. Some of the stuff, because I always get to have. If I have like 20 songs up there, I've got 30 at home that I haven't even put up on YouTube.
30?
Yeah, I've got some on SoundCloud. Nice. But I wouldn't even lie, I haven't been on SoundCloud in a while. And I just do my little things on TikTok and Instagram, and, I will post it on Facebook and stuff. But YouTube is the place. I got videos and stuff up there now. So hopefully I will be doing two new videos for the two new songs that I plan to bring out.
Nice. So the visuals is something that you concentrate on heavy?
Yeah, because like the other two songs I have, my son, he does a lot of animation and stuff, so he did the videos for that for me. Oh. I even have the last couple of videos, actual proper videos I did, he edited them for me. Somebody did the recording and he edited them.
Your son?
Yeah.
Nice boy. Yeah. Keeping in family business?
Yeah, well, I would like him to do more, but he just do it for me, but he doesn't really... like doing it. So when I like tell him he can do it for other people to make money, he just does it for me, because he normally does like the animation for like games, game design, and that's what he's into. But he can do the other stuff as well. He does my flyers and stuff,
Oh, nice. How old is he?
He's 21 now.
Oh, and he did in the animation.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, yeah, nice. Divine, talented. Divine Music on YouTube?
Yeah, Divine Music.
Oh, nice. Obviously, we got. We can take a call now. Anyone, ignore the callers or anything. Oh, we can take a call. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Uncle Sluggy.
Yes. Yeah, thanks. Hi, great evening, Sluggy. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm great, my brother.
My God, that's wonderful. Well, I have a couple of questions for Divine. I want to thank this program, and I want to thank you very much, especially let me congratulate you for your newest achievement. I hope that it only springs for much more divine growth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow,
Thank you very much.
So yes, good night, ma'am. I have a couple of questions for you. In your interesting piece, you mentioned that you were not only from London, but you have a Barbadian connection. And I'm asking you if you had to pick a genre of music that you wanted to create based on that London Barbados connection, and it was named after. And you wanted to name it, what would you name it after?
Oh, my God, what would I name it after?
Yeah, what would be the name of the particular type of music that you would create? Would it be a creation of both soca as well as reggae? A new genre, a new beat?
Yes, because that's what I would like to do. And for a while, I've been trying to find a producer that kind of like could kind of like fuse the two together. But yeah, the people that nobody ever haven't really given me what I asked for so far. I've heard it though, but yeah.
Sorry to hear that. My final question, very quickly, Sluggy Dan, you would know that we promote music here and promote positive music. If you had to produce your final song, what would it be? Would this be it? Would it be that you take away from your whole career a legacy of positivity, or would it be that?
When you say it, brother, when you say my final song, you mean give me cool sex,
but yes, we're immortalized with songs forever because we get the royalties and so on. But I mean the final live song, the final piece that you actually record in your life. What would that song be? Would it be an image of a portrait of your legacy that you want to leave with us, or with the children, the younger generation, for them to come?
In my final days, I don't think I can be studying music.
Oh wow! Okay.
In my final days, I can be studying my children and my grandchildren.
Well, yeah, it's important. It's important.
Yeah, I ain't care anything about music in my final days.
Well, let me congratulate you, Sluggy. Let me thank you all. Congratulations and felicitations on you. Blessings on you. And keep the good work up and keep striving for charity, because charity is divine love. Huh? Good night, divine. God bless.
Thank you very much. Bless you.
Later. charity is divine love. Good night, divine. KOG, Kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. Happy New Year to Cheryl, Auntie Cheryl, all the way in Canada. Happy New Year to Pepsi, Extreme Sound Crew. Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody over there in Beards, St. George, all the people in Beards, St. George, Bigger Itself, everyone in Gall Hill, Sugar Digger, Bigger Itself, over there in St. Andrew, always locked on. Divine inside the building. Divine. So you see, you can check her out on Divine Music on YouTube. Mm-hmm. DEEVINE Music.
DEEVINE.
Yeah. That what you say?
Is it?
DEEVINE.
Oh, you said that real fast. So you
did that. Yeah, I think got you. DEEVINE. Divine Music. Before she go, Ollie, I want to take in one more tune from. One more tune to Divine. Divine, that's cool?
Yes, that is cool.
Sweet.
Which one would you like to hear?
I think Jam for Life would be a good thing.
On Jam for Life? Yeah. I like how that song. Jam for Life.
Yes.
Right here live on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We got Divine Music on the inside. And I hope this is not going to be the first and last thing. You go home here always. And they loving the music. And they loving the energy. You know what I mean? And you free to come and chill anytime. Let me play some music. Let me have a conversation. You know what I mean? I love it, man. And
now I know you're here.
Yes. That's what we're talking about. Ollie.
It's divine again. Yeah. I hear it a talk. It have a bit fetting tongue. I hear it another talk. It have one up in the east. I hear it a talk. It overloaded with back on now.
come here.
Music from Divine, Jam for Life. 1 minute after 7 o'clock. Sluggy, I'm going to read you a message from the WhatsApp chat. It says, good evening, Sluggy, shouting out Divine. Happy New Year to all. I'm so glad you have Divine today. I always loved her and her music. Listening out this year for what more she's bringing. Also, wishing her much success as she continues to progress.
Oh, cute. That's so sweet.
Manners and respect. Mm-hmm. Manners and respect. Man, don't make me creep on here.
I know.
Yeah, but
Can I say something quick? I just want to say the little bit was written by Imran Nerdy. I don't like when I forget. You know the guy Imran Nerdy from St. Lucia? So yeah, he was one that wrote the little bit. How to get
nice boy, nice boy, Imran. Imran Nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Imran Nerdy. I know the name. It's good stuff though. How do you decide then if this song, see this song? This is one I can go with. How do you know? Is the particular thing you're looking for? Is the particular thing you're listening for?
I just sent the song to my brother and he was like, "Cheese, date is good, man."
You brothers want it? Honest people. Legend. You brothers want him?
Yes,
honest
so he,
people.
Yes. And he was like,
if it's so good, you guarantee
right.
He can tell you.
Right. And he wrote, you're he helped me one wrote, he wrote a lot of my bashment soca.
You brother?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out your brother, girl.
Yeah, what you say, Leonard? That's his Kingsland name.
bigger everyone in Kingsland. Bigger Leonard, man. Leonard help you. They had you write a lot of your bashment soca.
Yeah, he was the one that would be start singing stupidness and then I would like put it because he don't know how to put it together properly.
We got any system? Oh, let me hear please for you.
Bumper clap.
Bumper clap?
Yeah, that's the last
all
one.
Well, if you see bumper clap, and your brother's Leonard from Kingsland. And I love that you say that, by the way. I love that you remember because a lot of times when they're doing things, I just forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get some really important people.
Yeah,
divine.
That's why
and
it's
and
say,
you
yeah.
know and you know his feels so funny.
Yeah,
it's
so bad.
You know, but so I got you remember your brother. You know he can be fussy for this
him,
year.
Yes.
And the first bigger Leonard from Kingsland, the co-writer on Bumper Clap. We can take a little listen.
Walk up and ting, drop up and ting. It's the vibe again. And start rolling. Vibe again. Drop up and ting. Yo. Drop the bumper and start
you
rolling.
You think you can manage me? You must be say lucky. This bumper ain't part of me.
Listen to me. You gotta salute Leonard.
You know, he named Kevin, but Leonard is his nickname.
Right, but everybody knows he named Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's my real name too.
Okay, he's Kevin.
Yeah. Shout out to my name, see it, Kevin. But everyone in Kingsland know him as as Leonard. Shout out to Leonard. And tell me again, which you was telling me off air which part you had. Which part you had already?
I had the "Come watch me roll it, roll it," and he come up with the right cheek clap, left cheek clap, and all that, and they on the just like glue and things, and but I couldn't get them to sing at first, and I was like, "What? You can't do that?" And that is Downwriter. That's Downwriter production.
Yeah, shout out Downwriter, that my brethren. And what you like about the song that is bashment, but still in lewd.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The sound that could obviously he could play up on radio.
Yeah, I even thought that was a bit too thing. I was like, but yeah.
Nah, that's still good, and it's good to be edgy because he ain't break any radio laws. So like, which is a good thing, which means he got some level of talent. If you could help your rate, but still right saying that's bashment, right saying that's fun, right saying they could walk up to.
Yeah.
But
he
could still play up on radio.
Yeah, and they get you to come up on stage at one festival I performed that he gave him to come up on stage. We got a little shy at the end, so he tell me up to yes. So he said, "This year, dear, I promise you, I'm gonna come on the stage and they're gonna walk up." I don't know, I might get you anywhere.
I love it. Big up Leonard from Kingsland. Divine. May you see you going back, Divine?
Next Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. We can take in some more your music, man. You here next, you going back next Sunday morning early?
No, late afternoon time.
Well good. You got time that you could sleep. You got time you could sleep in night time. Divine people, salutes to Divine. Divine, like, I want to thank you so much for passing through at short notice too.
Yeah, thank you very much for reaching out and inviting me in. And you know, I never miss an opportunity. Anybody reach out to me? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but I like the energy and I like the work. Mm-hmm. So it means like so you from when it's what you see online, you're just doing the music, hoping to get play 11 at day night. I see you pushing, I see you posting, I see you engaging in people comments, I see you sharing the music.
Yeah,
I see you going out, taking your pics, keeping your social media.
I don't
media.
Get back the same thing, but I just do my thing, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get back the same love. But some people, I want to say thank you to who does be there and who's to support me, and you know?
You don't always get your love. And then tell saying, right, the reason why is reach out to people at random, we don't got any relationships, no friendships, nothing. The reason why is reach out to people because I know how it is to want that.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I know how it is to want that. So you don't got to dig nothing. You got my platform. They here on Starcom. We got 95.3 as well.
Okay.
And I think you're following BIM Got Talent. You can see BIM Got Talent. We got a huge following on BIM Got Talent online. So it can spread.
Yeah, have a look through it. It can spread
the love always. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Thank
so
you very much.
No problem. And next week you're here. Even if you don't come in, you could join by Zoom. But I will link you for a couple minutes next week just before you go back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So because I know you got more than 3 tunes in our system.
Yeah, of course.
So
Ronnie always got my music.
You know what I mean? So we can play
tunes. We got to Ronnie.
So we can play tunes next week.
Yes.
You understand? People, that was Divine. Divine. Go and check her out on Divine Music on YouTube. And give them the social media handles.
Everything is Divine Music.
Oh, DEEVINE. Divine Music on all social media platforms. Divine, thank you so much for passing through.
Beijing
Rhythm
and
Rhyme.
Blessings.
Yeah, man, it was an absolute blast. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every single Friday night. Every single Friday night. Ollie, we can take in one or two tunes, play one or two of my favorites, you know, some music from some young people, you know, that people won't normally hear. Taking a few tunes for the birthday. Sit back and relax and enjoy my birthday a little bit. Then we can come back.
Here is priceless. And if you want to know about me, type my name and search my history. Icy Whiny Queen, they grown. You can find me on the ground. They are bound to find me. Cause I just wanna jam. Jam any man. Drink a little rum. And jam, jam, jam. Hold another man and jam. Drink and jam. I just feel to jam.
music from Divine, Jam for Life. 1 minute after 7 o'clock, Sluggy, I'm going to read you a message from the WhatsApp chat. It says, good evening, Sluggy, shouting out Divine. Happy New Year to all. I'm so glad you have Divine today. I always loved her and her music. Listening out this year for what more she's bringing also. Wishing her much success as she continues to progress.
Oh, cute. That's so sweet.
Manners and respect. Mm-hmm. Manners and respect. Man, don't make me creep on here.
I know.
Yeah, but
Can I say something quick? I just want to say the little bit was written by Imran Nerdy. I don't like when I forget. You know the guy Imran Nerdy from St. Lucia? So yeah, he was one that wrote the little bit. How to get
nice boy, nice boy, Imran. Imran Nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Imran Nerdy. I know the name. It's good stuff though. How do you decide then if this song, see this song? This is one I can go with. How do you know? Is the particular thing you're looking for? Is the particular thing you're listening for?
I just sent this song to my brother, and he was like, "Cheese, date, that's good, man."
Your brother's wanting honest people. Legend. Your brother's wanting honest people.
Yes, he was like,
"If it's so good, you guarantee he can tell you."
Right, and he wrote. He wrote a lot of my bashment soca.
Your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out your brother, girl.
Yeah, what you say, Leonard? That's his Kingsland name.
bigger everyone in Kingsland. Bigger Leonard, man. Leonard helped you. They had you write a lot of your bashment soca.
Yeah, he was the one that would be start singing stupidness and then I would like put it because he don't know how to put it together properly.
We got any system or later here, please?
The bumper clap.
Bumper clap?
Yeah, that's the last
one. Well, if you see bumper clap, and your brother's Leonard from Kingsland. And I love that you say that, by the way. I love that you remember because a lot of times when they're doing things, I just forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get some really important people.
Yeah,
Divine.
That's why
and
it's
and
say,
you
yeah.
know and you know his feels so funny.
Yeah,
it's
so bad.
You know, but so I got you remember your brother. You know he can be fussy for this
him,
year.
Yes.
And the first bigger Leonard from Kingsland, the co-writer on Bumper Clap. We can take a little listen.
Walk up and ting, drop up and ting. It's the fire again. And start rolling. Fire again. Drop up and ting. Yo. Drop the bumper and start rolling.
You think you can manage me? You must be so lucky. This bumper ain't part of me.
Listen to me. You gotta salute Leonard.
You know, he named Kevin, but Leonard is his nickname.
Right, but everybody knows he named Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, that's my real name too.
Oh, okay, he's Kevin.
Yeah. Shout out to my name, see it, Kevin. But everyone in Kingsland know him as as Leonard. Shout out to Leonard. And tell me again, which you was telling me off air which part you had. Which part you had already?
I had the come and watch me roll it. Roll it. And he come up with the right cheek clap, left cheek clap, yeah. And all that. And they on the just like glue and yeah, then yeah. things. And but I couldn't get them to sing at first. And I was like, what? You can't do that. And that is Downwriter. That's Downwriter production.
Yeah, shout out Downwriter, that my brethren. And what you like about the song that is Bashment, but still in lewd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The sound that could obviously he could play up on radio.
Yeah, he tried to. I thought that was a bit too thing. I was like, but yeah.
Nah, that's still good. And it's good to be edgy because he ain't break any radio laws. So like, which is a good thing, which means he got some level of talent. If you could help your rate. But still right saying that's bashment, right saying that's fun, right saying they could walk up to.
Yeah.
But
of
he
course.
Can still play up on radio.
Yeah, and they get you to come up on stage. At one festival I performed, that he gave him to come up on stage. But he got a little shy at the end, so he tell me up to yes. So he said, this year, dear, I promise you, I'm going to come on the stage and they're going to walk up. I don't know, I might get you anyway.
I love it. Big up, Leonard from Kingsland. Divine. May you see you going back, Divine?
Next Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. We can take in some more your music, man. You here next? You going back next Sunday morning early?
No, late afternoon time.
Well good. You got time that you could sleep. You can't really. You got time you could sleep in nighttime. Yeah, good. Yeah. Divine, people. Salutes to Divine. Divine, like, I want to thank you so much for passing through at short notice, too.
Yeah, thank you very much for reaching out and inviting me in. And you know, I never miss an opportunity. Anybody reach out to me? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but I like the energy and I like the work. Mm-hmm. So it means like so you from when it's what you see online, you're just doing the music, hoping to get play left in it there. Nice. Mm-hmm. You pushing this, you posting. Mm-hmm. I see you engaging in people comments. I see you sharing the music.
Yeah, true,
you know
true,
what I mean?
Yeah.
See you going out, taking your pics, keeping your social media.
I don't
media.
Get back the same thing, but I just do my thing, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get back the same love. But some people, I want to say thank you to who does be there and who's to support me, and you know?
You don't always get your love.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't told saying, right. The reason why is reach out to people at random, we don't got any relationships, no friendships, nothing. The reason why is reach out to people because I know how it is to want that.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I know how it is to want that. So you don't got to dig nothing. You got my platform. They here on Starcom. We got 95.3 as well.
Okay.
And I think you're following BIM Got Talent. You can see BIM Got Talent. We got a huge following on BIM Got Talent online. So it can spread.
Yeah, have a look through it. It can spread
the love always.
Mm-hmm.
You're good.
Thank
so,
you very much.
No problem. And next week you're here. Even if you don't come in, you could join via Zoom. But I will link you for a couple minutes next week just before you go back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So because I know you got more than 3 tunes in that system.
Yeah, of course.
So
Ronnie always got my music.
You know what I mean? So we can play
tunes.
We got
to Ronnie.
So we can play tunes. Next week.
Yes.
You understand? People, that was Divine. Divine. Go and check her out on Divine Music on YouTube and give them the social media handles.
Everything is Divine Music.
Oh, DEEVINE. Divine Music on all social media platforms. Divine, thank you so much for passing through.
Beijing
Rhythm
and
Rhyme. Yeah, man, it was an absolute blast. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every single Friday night. Every single Friday night. Ollie, we can take in one or two tunes, play one or two of my favorites, you know, some music from some young people, you know, that people won't normally hear. Taking a few tunes for the birthday. Sit back and relax and enjoy my birthday a little bit. Then we can come back.
Staring. body narrating. Vision culture amazing. It's a beautiful sight we now rehearse. Yeah, yeah. My body moving can't hold it down. Music to see from Bridgetown. Just vibing to soca. Feel the emotion. Loving the culture. Soca got me whining. Soca got me moving. Soca got me jumping high in the air. Soca got me clapping. Soca got me waving. Soca got me raising my voice in the air. I love soca.
Bajan, 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 rhythm and rhyme. Bajan, rhythm and rhyme. Every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. right up until 7:30 p.m. And of course, you know, lots of times you get extra times. Thanks for the birthday wishes to everyone at messaging. Love and appreciate it. Tonight, I'm celebrating my birthday. I have a party in St. Lawrence Gap Christchurch. Anyone feel to come out? Come out and support. They have a party in St. Lawrence Gap Christchurch by Hula Ultra Lounge, and the funds we are collecting from the door is just $20 to get in, and the funds we're collecting at the door, we're going to donate to a Trojans home, and my young people, Danny Cole and Ahanji and my other young people there will be doing the donation to the Trojans home. So come out and support, you know, even if it's an artist and you want to sing, you want to pass through, come out too. It got lots of artists and DJs, still got early open mic session for anyone that wants to pass through and perform, you know, and donate the $20 so that we could bless some children. We can take in some music right up to 7:30. It's been wonderful. Ollie, thank you very much for holding it down. Thank you very much for controlling things and making sure it sound good and coming out sweet on the airwaves. I wish you nothing but the best, my brother. Have a great weekend. Bank holiday on Monday, so enjoy it if you can. And of course, peace, love, and happiness. Your boy, Uncle Sluggy. And I'm out.